You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is the rise of thermal imaging systems. These are cameras that measure people's body temperature as they go into buildings or stores. They weren't being used very much in the United States until now. A lot of people are starting to implement the systems. Here's how they work. So we all emit heat and light. A lot of the light isn't visible. It's only visible if you use an infrared camera system. And the light we emit has different colors. One of the ways to think about that is to think about your electric stove. When it gets very hot, the coils turn red. So we're all emitting these different colors depending on how hot we are. So you can set up an infrared camera, map a person, and determine how hot they are. You shine it, look right at their tear duct, which could be a little awkward if you're wearing glasses, and you get a sense of their body temperature. Now, this is not a diagnostic tool. Even if you had 100% accuracy on somebody's temperature, you couldn't determine whether they have coronavirus, because obviously you can have a temperature and not have coronavirus, you can have coronavirus and not have a temperature. So ideally what you do with your camera system is you use it as a screen. You say, this person has an elevated temperature. Either they're above 101, or you make it relative. They're higher than the last 10 people who have come in the building. Therefore, they should be pulled aside. They should be sent home. Something should be done. It's a useful system. It's a way to incentivize people, if they have fevers, to stay at home. It's a way to make people feel a little more safe. It's a way to partially stop some of the spread of the virus. But it gets into one of the themes that I've been talking about a lot here, because it's, I think, one of the central themes of our time, which is the trade-off between safety and privacy. So if you have a thermal camera, it makes you feel a little more safe. Probably makes your environment a little more safe, makes your building more safe, makes your store more safe. But it's also collecting intimate data off of people. You can say you don't really know who the person is, you haven't gotten facial recognition systems attached to the thermal imaging camera, but you're still pulling data that's coming from inside a human body, giving it to a machine, and then having a machine make a decision about that human body. And this is a moment in time where we're willing to accept that trade-off. If Condé Nast said they're going to put up a thermal imaging system at my building, I would happily walk in every day, and I would feel a little bit more secure. But I'd also feel a little uneasy. And so the question of our time is, yes, we'll accept this now, but once we accept it, will it become permanent? And is that something we'll regret later? All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.